And so anyways, I wanted to make that meeting as brief as possible, right? Like, let's get to the point type of thing. And so I'm fairly big on body language and stuff, right? And so I sit there, we chatted for a little bit, and, you know, we chatted, and Agent Oops, to be honest, looked a bit nervous for some reason. But yeah, we chatted for a little bit. And so I'm in there, you know, I'm sitting in there, I'm staring at Agent Oops in the eyes, right? Because, you know, sometimes I like looking people straight in the eyes while they deliver whatever they're about to say, because, you know, you can kind of tell when someone is bullshitting or being truthful, right? Just by looking in their eyes when they talk, right? And so I'm staring at Agent Oops right in the eyes, and Agent Oops is looking right back at yours truly with this look like, you know, with that look like I think yours truly knows a little something, and so I better not try to bullshit him type of look. And but anyways, to cut to the point, at some point during our conversation, and I think this might have happened towards the end of our conversation, but let's just say Agent Oops had that oops moment where Agent Oops spills the answer to the delicious question that yours truly was looking for. You know, the answer that this shit, this entertainment shit, that is an agenda-based first shit and not business first. And so when yours truly got that answer, and once again, you all will have to wait for maybe a different form of entertainment publication to find out exactly what Agent Oops said that gave it away. But anyways, that answer got a nice little chuckle from yours truly, but that answer didn't disappoint yours truly at all. In fact, as mentioned previously, yours truly already sort of speculated all this even before that meeting with Agent Oops. This was just more like a confirmation kind of thing, you know? And the reason why yours truly was totally okay with that answer was because at least it reveals the truth and saves people time, right? Even though that was the answer that would lead to yours truly hitting that exit button for good. And that's exactly what happened. Yours truly hit that exit button for good on the whole quote-unquote plain dumb thing. And so anyways, that concluded yours truly's amazing trekking adventure. That's right. That's when yours truly ran out of tokens and said it was time to move in a different direction, as in it was time to retool or re-strategize, that is, for a bit. And this leads us to part two of this delicious timeline. But of course, we're going to have to take a time out first before we get into part two and three. But stay tuned, because as mentioned previously, there's so much more deliciousness to come. But anyways, that wrapped up part one. And as mentioned previously, for those of you who are a bit disappointed that we didn't do the details of that disastrous pit stop, don't be, okay? Because I'm sure we will get back to it at some point. Anyways, yours truly is going to take a time out, but I will be right back. Ooh, that one was nice. Looks like we got some momentum moving into part two. All right, I'll be back with you all in just a bit, okay?